Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. This is Sylviane, and today I want to discuss repentance. What does it mean to repent? I'm going to use two of Neville's quotes, so to speak. They are parts, actually, of his lecture titled Repent and Believe in the Gospel. I feel that I have to specify one more time, in case you don't know that, that Neville didn't believe in the Bible like religious leaders or religious people do, meaning he did not believe that it's a historical book full of must do or must not do rules, but a textbook of this law. A textbook to help us understand who we truly are, which is God within. So what is repenting? What does it mean to repent? So here, let's see what Neville says about this. To repent means to turn from and to turn to. It's like praying. It's an art. I turn from what I don't want in this world and turn to what I want in this world. Turning to, I am repenting. To repent means a radical change of attitude towards life. But not only to turn from it, but to turn to what I want in place of what I am presenting in this world. So, repenting, or to repent, is the same as revising or to revise. Those are the two same things. Revising comes from the word repenting. To revise comes from to repent. And to repent, it's very simple, right? It's to turn away from what you do not want right now in your world and to go into what you do want. And as Neville says here, it's like praying, meaning it's like when you imagine something that you want to be in the future as far as the 3D is concerned. So basically, whether you revise or imagine anything that you want, it's the same thing. Sometimes people ask the question, should I revise? Well, revision, imaginal acts, they are the same thing. They really are the same thing. When you imagine or when you revise, both ways, there is something in your world right now that apparently you do not want. And it also means that apparently you want something else. So you repent, you revise, you imagine that you are the person who has their desires, meaning you turn away from what you don't want. You turn away from your current condition. This is what it means to revise or to repent. But again, it's the same as imagining anything that you want instead of your current condition or conditions that you do no longer want or that you've never wanted in the first place. Neville says here, so when it comes to repentance, put it in this light. It's simple. Start with a simple process. Imagining is spiritual sensation. And take a simple little thing now that isn't here. It's not present. It is not present that you and I can see it. I love to use a flower, any flower, but I like a rose, so I will imagine a rose. Well, I can't physically see it, but I can see it in my mind's eye. It's very vivid, and I can smell it, and I can feel it. So imagination is spiritual sensation. So I can see the reality of what is not physical in the world. To me, it's real. The same sensation I apply now toward repentance, no matter how I repent. Oftentimes, people ask me the question, okay, I imagine that I am ABC. How do I deal with the fact that it isn't here right now in my life? So, for example, someone asked me recently, if I imagine that I won the lottery and I have millions in the bank because I won the lottery, I'm a lottery winner, and I fully imagine that I am that. How do I deal with this in my job, knowing that I wouldn't be working this job anymore if I had won the lottery? So I'm going to say here what I said to this person, and not only this person, but many, many people who ask me the same type questions. Never, never mix your spiritual world with your 3D world. Your spiritual world is the leader. The 3D world is a shadow. As Neville says here, imagining is spiritual sensation. So when you imagine, you are dealing with the spiritual world, not the physical world, not the world of Caesars, as the Bible calls it, not the world of shadows. So no matter what you imagine, you know that right now, this second, for the next day, the next week, or the next month, it's not going to be the case in the 3D. And when I said the next month, in some cases, it's going to happen faster than that, right? But for the most part, no matter what it is, in that hot second, in that hot minute, it is not going to be the case in your 3D world. We know that. So what do you do? How do you deal with the 3D world while you are in imagination, living wherever you want to live emotionally? Well, you just go through the day as you would go through the day, regardless of what you are imagining in your mind. When Neville was in the army and wanted to leave the army, wanted to be released honorably from the army, he did his imaginal work, right? He imagined himself being at home with his wife and daughter. But what did he do during the day? Well, he was still in the army for the next few weeks to months. He did what he had to do as someone in the physical world in the army. But that's not where he was in his imagination. Do you get this? What you do in the 3D in the present moment has nothing to do with where you are in imagination, and that's totally fine. You don't have to quit your job just because you have imagined that you won the lottery, because you do not know. When it comes to the when, we do not know, as Neville said, because everything has its appointed hour, as it says in scripture. But one thing that you do know, it's that it's going to happen at the best time for you. But since you do not know, you do not want to do anything when it comes to the physical world. You just keep on doing whatever you are doing. What you are doing, by the way, because a lot of people think that by doing something in the physical world that is completely opposite to what they are meant to be in their spiritual world, in their imagination, would delay their manifestation, would contradict that manifestation, that imaginal act. But it doesn't. What contradicts your imaginal act? It's done in the mind. If you contradict your imaginal act in your mind by thinking and believing things that are completely opposite, that's what is going to delay your manifestation. But what you do in the world of Caesars, in the 3D world, that doesn't contradict what you are doing in your mind. Because again, What you do in your world of scissors, in your shadow world, is literal things that are reflected. What you do in your mind, it's done in imagination. And imagination is God. That's why Neville says here that imagining is spiritual sensation. And yes, your spiritual sensation has nothing to do with your 3D current condition. So I hope this was helpful for you to understand what repenting means and what's the difference between the imaginal world and the world of shadows. Thank you so much for listening, and as you know, I truly appreciate you.